welcome to Shuffling Deadcast, the ShufflingDead.com podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Noobs. Joining me, as always, is...
Saucy,
our awesome co-host. And our other slightly less awesome co-host is also joining me as well. What's your name?
Weskimo.
Thanks, welcome back to the show. Good to see you, as always. Not as good to see you as Saucy, though.
Well, yeah, she's kind of prettier than
me.
Aw. Because I straighten my hair.
Yeah, Weskimo, if you would only
like
straighten your hair.
If I straighten my hair, I'd look just like Saucy.
You should grow out your beard and then straighten that, too.
Mm. Yes.
Awesome. Then my hair, though. Because your hair kind of gets warm.
That's true.
I don't know a damn thing about hair straightening.
A little close to the face, it would probably suck.
Don't lie, Noobs. I know you've had your hair straightened before.
Never.
Yes, you have.
Did we do
that one time you cried when you got the haircut with, I think it was Trevor.
I did not cry during the haircut.
Afterwards, you went to the
bathroom. I cried when we went to the Gap.
Cut your hair.
No. One time, like 6 years ago, Saucy and D-Muser and I went to a local mall to give me a bit of a makeover. And the haircut was a bit of an experience. She continues to insist. Yes, she did. But it was not a bad haircut.
You were upset.
I was not upset at all about the haircut.
You were.
I was upset about the Gap when the stupid bitch at the Gap told me the t-shirt I was trying on was backwards. I was like, how dare you? Do you know how to run a website? I don't think so.
I don't think you did back then either.
Can we move on?
Anyways. This is episode 42, I'm pretty confident in saying.
Yeah,
42! 42. Now, as always, on the Shuffling Deadcast, we like to start things off with Saucy's listener reader feedback.
Yeah.
Saucy, what have you got for us this month?
No listener feedback?
No. No one is listening to our podcast.
And I do have some reader feedback.
Well, let's say our listeners did actually want to email us in, assuming they exist. How would they do that?
I don't even remember. What is it?
It's hosts at
ShufflingDead.com.
I'll check that out. Yeah.
HOSTS.
Do you guys even check that email?
Yeah. It goes to me automatically.
I get the odd spam now and then. It's like, hi, I'm from
Sometimes. Sometimes we get spam. I'm like, maybe we should do this on the show because, you know, make us feel better. But anyways, go ahead, Celeste.
We're not that desperate. So you did an article a while ago about NeoGAF tallying up awards that games have gotten.
Right.
Like Game of the Year. And so you found that Mass Effect, Red Dead Redemption got first and second. And then way behind was Mario Galaxy 2.
It was third place, but it was distant.
And
I think what would truly upset you about this was probably that the scores read Mass Effect 2 with 40.5.
Yeah.
Red Dead Redemption with 32.5 and Mario Galaxy 2 with 9.
I guess it's fair to put that. It's pretty bullshit.
And
so you go on this big list of reasons why that's not acceptable.
Yes. Such as?
So the gaming industry's incompetence.
It hates you. The game industry hurts you personally.
They're out to get me.
They do not appreciate art.
They're desperate to appear as brosexual as possible.
Yeah, that was my favorite.
Brosexual isn't Mario Luigi either.
No. Well, that is literally brosexual.
They're pretty brosexual.
Now, one other thing, just to be clear, it's they tallied up all the big media of the game industry, whoever was, you know, certain publications, most of them give out Game
Clearly
of the Year awards. We should have, but we were lazy. That would have been a good video, Weskimo, but
we should have got to that. We would disagree so horribly on
that. Yes, that's what makes it for interesting television, though.
It's true. We could be behind the times and make a video for 2010. Well, we thought the game.
It's not too late.
No,
that's true.
We could still do that.
And just so you folks know at home, since we're going all over the place on these topics,
this is
our end of 2010 show, beginning of 2011 show. So later on after the comments, we're going to review all the things that happened in 2010, have a look back, and then a look forward. We're going to have some predictions from your friendly hosts.
Did it seriously take us like 7 minutes of talking to get to mentioning that this is our 2010 wrap-up
edition?
And
this is still a listener feedback section, and we haven't got any listener feedback.
We are bad at this.
Okay, listener feedback. What do these jerks have to say about...
So, the first one's my favorite. Celsi says, what the fuck is wrong about Mass Effect winning?
Who said that?
Celsi.
Mm-hmm.
And then Lucius Fury.
Fury.
I'm sorry. I did not mean to do that. I'm sorry. Said, I seem to recall you going out of your way to make a good impression on the BioWare writer at New Year's.
Yeah.
Because there was one at the New Year party.
Shuffling Dead is, has its world headquarters here in Edmonton, Alberta. Same with BioWare, a very famous game company which made Mass Effect. I happen to sometimes meet people who work there. I'm a little friendlier in real life than I am on the internet.
But she was a girl, wasn't she?
Yes, but that had nothing to do with my niceness. I wasn't hitting on her. It
has a whole lot to do with your niceness.
Yeah,
dude.
I think it does.
If it were a dude, I'd be like, I appreciate your work. Can I get an interview for my website?
I'm like, bisexual, blah, blah, blah. If it's a girl, it's like, you're a writer.
If it were a guy, I'd be like, are you compensating for your masculinity? Anyways, let's
anyway, and then Weskimo here, right?
Jackass.
Do you want to say it?
Do your best Weskimo impression.
If a game with the main character is holding a gun wins anything, Noobs feels he's honor bound to hate it and all the jocks who play the game.
Yes. Well, unless it's, of course, Samus holding the gun. Then it's.
If it's a guy holding a gun.
If it's a dude with a shaved head and, like, some stubble and he's holding a big ass gun.
Yeah, but there's freaking alien chicks holding guns and shit in Mass Effect all over the place, though.
Yeah, well, it's all part of the Halo universe, isn't it?
Oh, come on. It's not at all like the
Gears of War 2.0.
Jesus Christ. Alright, Deem User goes on.
No, hold on. Don't take Celsi's job away from her.
All right.
Oh, it's alright. I think Eskimo's good at interpreting Deem User's
feedback
better than I am.
Okay. Basically,
best Deem User impression.
Best Deem User impression. I don't think I can quite convey the disdain for anything
I think,
you have.
First of all, you have to start yelling.
Yeah, do the shrill, just losing your mind kind of thing.
What did he even say here? Hold on. The gaming media is obviously just pandering to Nintendo in order to get more free third-party shovelware from them in the future so they have something to show for their monthly wall of shame posts. Galaxy 2 is mediocre at best.
Well, you didn't sound condescending enough.
I told you, I can't really do the Deem User like that. It's just, it's something he's practiced.
Right, and now, come on, for him to call Galaxy 2 mediocre. And might I point out, these jackass reviewers that I'm hating on right now, they scored Galaxy 2 the highest, like, in terms of actually calculating or averaging their review scores.
So then Merge.
Yep.
Who always wins Bad Magic Knight?
Yes, this guy's a jerk too.
You should ban him from your site.
Yeah, clearly anybody that disagrees or wrongs you in any way should be immediately ejected from the Shuffling Dead.
If someone wrongs me, that's a little different. Like when Westcombe doesn't send me his updates on time.
Oh my god.
Chop and block.
Oh my
but he's god. He's usually pretty good about that.
Oh,
so.
Jesus Christ. You were pretty bad about putting him up this week.
Whoa.
No, that's not true at all. You sent
okay,
me.
Okay, anyway. Merch says, noobs, your bias is showing. Out of curiosity, have you played Mass Effect 1 or 2? Because
no.
They are awesome. And Mass Effect 2 deserves Game of the Year. You should give them a shot if you haven't, but too bad his computer sucks and he can't.
My computer does suck a lot.
Well, you could come over to my place and play him on the Xbox, too.
Well, we're going to get to all...
Get him.
We're gonna
then we can do some reviewing.
Well, at least the worst case, he could like lift it, and it'll be like lifting weights. Cause
yeah, I'm working.
Well, he's trying to get ripped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you should see my back after shoveling that snow. Guys, we'll get to that. Let's get through the comments, and then I have a statement I'd like to make.
Okay, Zolchix, our inside game trader,
right,
says, but if he, aka Noobs, tries either of those games, he can't be a true fanboy of all things Nintendo, and refuse to try anything else out there. Also, Mass Effect 2 does deserve Game of the Year, by far the best game I played last year. And he should know because he played a lot of games last year.
He does own a game store.
So
that wraps up
on
comments
that.
On this business. A
right.
Whole lot of noobs, you're wrong.
We're getting slammed in the comments on this one.
I still don't get why.
Well,
you're so upset about it.
I told you, as soon as somebody's holding a game and this game or a gun and the game score is higher than Mario in anything, he loses his mind.
Well, let me point out, first of all, I am not changing my mind that Galaxy 2 should have been Game of the Year.
Wrong.
It's totally wrong.
But we'll leave that aside. I mean, that's a personal opinion.
Mass Effect 2 got like 4 times the numbers of Game
of
the Year.
Yes, but if we looked at simply the raw scores of what those games got in reviews, Galaxy 2 was higher.
Have you actually looked this up?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, on all the different
media
sites?
No, Game Rankings does it for me.
Oh.
GameRankings.com, check it out.
Fair enough.
Anyways, what I'm trying to say is...
What you do in Mario 1 doesn't affect what you do in Mario 2.
No, it doesn't. It's instantly worse, I see.
A little too linear.
We're getting... No. Okay. Guys, calm down now.
You're the one getting right
there. Trying to make a statement.
All right.
I'm trying to get that out of the way, because I have heard the people on this.
This section should be just horribly edited out, just so you know.
I'll fix it up in post.
Let's make it worse.
Yeah, you guys are wrecking.
What's your statement?
I have heard the people. And I understand that Mass Effect 2 is a critically acclaimed game in its own right, and one of the so-called Western RPGs, which I've never really gotten into. You know, I tried to play Baldur's Gate. I was like, this is too crazy for me. But, you know what? I'm pledging right now that in 2011, I will play Mass Effect 2. Not just play it.
No,
play it all the way.
Two.
Yeah,
right.
I will play both from beginning to end. To completion.
Really?
Both games.
But a worthy goal.
The first step, and then we can chat, we can come back to this, and maybe I will come around and stop my hateful ways on Shuffling Dead. I will shed my fanboy status and become a level-headed, sane human being. But it's all in potentia. Is that a word?
Just move on. Just move past it.
So, first step, though, is we have to figure out how am I going to play these games?
You're going to buy a laptop.
That's one possibility.
Or an Xbox.
Yeah, I think you should get an Xbox. We should roll with it. Then you can have, like...
A lot
of systems.
You
can actually play movies on, like, the Wii.
I have a DVD player. What the fuck do I need an Xbox
computer.
For? Oh, those kinds of movies. Pirated.
No.
What?
Obtained alternatively.
Oh, okay. Right.
The ones that you bought, but stored a backup on you.
Oh, yes.
Computer.
Of course.
So that you don't have to get off your ass to go watch.
That would be nice convenience.
Yeah.
All those movies I've bought and paid for. And I agree that a 360 would be convenient for reviewing games at the Shuffling Dead.
You should get
Studios,
yes. Yes, Salsi.
Never mind.
What?
Connect.
I'm not getting Connect.
Please.
Wesco, get Connect.
No.
Please.
Why didn't we get you that for Christmas?
I'm gonna
try
some dancing.
Yeah.
Oh.
I wanna bust a move.
I wanna bust a move. I wanna do the Lady Gaga dance. One of the guys at work has almost memorized it.
Just Dance.
Fully.
No, thanks.
Or Last Dance, whatever it's called.
Yeah, I really, really don't want to get a Kinect.
In any case, maybe I'll get a Kinect bundle.
Can't do that.
I don't know. Look, I'm just saying, I've heard the people. This is the year where noobs perhaps matures. And we're going to document it all live on shufflingdead.com for you.
Yes, noobs matures.
That's right. We're going to have other things too. We're going to have video of me doing laundry.
Noobs is going to grow as a human
being.
He's only almost
30, so.
I'm a young 26. We're going to have video of me cooking.
Why are we talking about this?
Right,
this is his life improvement statement here being captured.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm bored.
All of this for you on shufflingdead.com. All right, Salsi, any other feedback for you?
No.
Okay. None that we wish to go on a wild...
20-minute chat about...
purposeless fucking tangent.
So...
All right.
So what about the rest of the year?
Let's head into our actual review now that we're past that.
Oh, God.
Okay, we're talking about the 2010, the year that was... And I've compiled three top five lists from the site. This is three lists that'll help us reflect on 2010. The first list here is the top five search terms that people, you know, searched to get to Shuffling Dead.
Mm.
How were people coming to Shuffling Dead in 2010? And number five... Roisey in DC.
I'm kind of upset that he had made it on there. Like, people look this guy up on the internet.
Is he
fun.
The guy that wrote Assholes Always Finish First?
I don't know.
No.
A different guy?
I think that was a different guy, but this guy was the, you know, very similar, you know, women want to, like,
jerk.
Be told what to do.
Yeah, women want a strong guy to tell them what to do
all
the time. That's why
he's a blogger.
Yeah, and he's a total douche.
Yeah. The secret with cheating search engines is to discuss topics obscure enough that you're, like, the best source on the internet. That was the Roisey trick. I mean, there's not a lot of people looking for him. It's just Shuffling Dead's the only person, site to come to see, hear about. Okay, number four, Ultra Neko.
I don't even know what the hell that is.
So this,
she, like, died off the YouTube.
Yeah, this was a girl who I thought had great YouTube videos. Then she deleted everything, never talked to anyone again. Great mystery. We did, I think, an Internetter of the Week about her.
Yeah, I believe it was.
Again, the same thing with Roisey. You know, if we're the only source, people are going to come to us. So, that's all.
So, it's like Shuffling Dead starting to get some exclusivity here.
Yeah, a little bit, Westmo. Yeah, we're the only site covering internet jerks, so.
Speaking of internet ladies.
Number three is Miss Hannah Minx. Westmo, do you know who this is?
Oh, I know who this is.
You ever performed any Undoseru because of this young lady?
I wouldn't say because of this young lady, no, but, you know, she did have a very motivational video or two.
This is
towards some Undoseru.
Undoseru, if I'm saying that correctly,
yeah,
is the Japanese word for exercise. And this is a girl who's on YouTube. She does this thing called JWOW, Japanese Word of the Week, or
As well as any number of other inane videos.
Yeah, oh, completely.
That just totally feature her.
She's got
personality.
Fairly sizable.
How do you say opai?
Opai, yes. She's got fairly sizable chest pillows. And she's fairly attractive. And she's really amusing because she rigs her videos to just be totally exploitative of her own body. She wears tank tops and then she just shoots the camera from, like, directly above her head. Like, she's talking up to the camera. And they're quite amusing. We have an audience in the studio today.
Yay!
See, we have one listener.
Hooray!
So that's Miss Hannah Minx. Same as the other two there. Shuffling Dead just happens to be the only source talking about these people.
I'm kind of surprised we're the only people talking about Christina Hendricks.
Number two, Christina Hendricks.
Yeah.
Now, this is the opposite effect, where everybody wants to find anything and all that they can about Christina Hendricks. So, I'll see, who is this?
She was in Mad Men.
And Firefly.
Oh, very she was
famous,
hot Firefly.
Actor, female actor, redhead.
Also large chest pillows.
if that's the term you want to use.
That's the term you use for Miss Hannah Minx.
Anyway, she's kind of the it girl of 2010 in a lot of ways. She was in a lot of magazines, a lot of chat about her on the internet. So we covered her plenty and got traffic out of it. So number one is completely inexplicable to me. Salsi, what is this?
Crumbar.
What on earth? Why are people coming to the site to hear about Crumbar?
I don't know.
I don't even know where the word Crumbar occurs on Shuffling Dead.
I thought it was one of Salsi's articles.
That's my guess. That's why I asked her.
I never heard anything about Crumbar.
I have no idea how anyone would get to Shuffling Dead by searching Crumbar. Have we tried Googling these things to see about where you have to go?
To get to the site?
Like, yeah, how far down would you have to go if you Google Crumbar?
Probably like page 700.
I know.
Sure.
So how on earth is that our top search link?
I have no idea.
Or is everybody else just coming with like one link? Like, what
were
the
numbers on
this? I'm
surprised there weren't some other terms.
In the hundreds?
Oh.
Such as breasts.
That's a little too broad.
It's been on it. I've noticed.
Yeah, I mean, if we went further down, say the top 10, we'd see other things, I'm sure.
Be interested to see that.
Yeah, I think it's not really a statement of what we're doing at Shuffling Dead. It's more a statement of what people on the internet are doing.
Apparently. Looking for Crumbar.
Looking for pictures of ladies.
Obsessively.
And Crumbar. Whatever, folks. Crumbar. Number one story of 2010. Okay. And now the actual top five news stories. According to our traffic numbers, number five, the fifth most viewed news story of 2010, something something Christina Hendricks something something titties. And this was
nice picture you picked up for this.
Thank you, Eskimo. We've gone to all Creative Commons images on the site, so that was a picture just a random fan happened to take of her. And this story was just an excuse to talk about some pictures of her at the 67th Golden Globe Awards, which she was looking
quite lovely. Golden Globes?
Indeed, Salsi. But again, not much to talk about in that story. I don't know if that's really one of those things we'll remember 2010 for when we look back or anything. But number four, Weskimo, you might know something about this.
I might.
The man with the golden controller gets new multiplayer mode. What is this?
Apparently, with the new GoldenEye for the Wii, you could get yourself a golden controller package that would give you a code to unlock some new specialized multiplayer.
Yeah.
That would let you use a what was the mode called again? Combat Classic, I think.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and that's it lets you respawn with a random of the old classic villains.
Oh, like, that's awesome.
Like Oddjob and Jaws and all those cool guys like that. Yeah. And basically, yeah, you would, you know, die and respawn as a different one. So potentially, you could have eight little fucking Oddjobs running around in circles or fucking eight Baron Samedis just circle strafing
and
everywhere.
Potentially you could be screwed because you end up playing as Jaws.
Yeah. Or Baron Samedi. He was a tall bastard.
I don't know if the height carried over in the new game. Probably, though.
Maybe.
Those guys are tall.
That hat was huge.
Yeah. The thing with Baron Samedi is, why does he take damage when he gets shot in the hat?
Yeah. I asked that in my article here and nobody had an answer for me. Because...
You know what? This article got like 15,000 views, but nobody bothered to comment.
Oh, there is one comment. Oh, is that just the link to...
Yeah, that's just
the link to the podcast. 15,000 views?
That's something like that.
Wow.
Ridiculous. Number three, EVE Online lets you destroy real world money. Now, this was a story that I was pretty amused by, but apparently the internet was really amused by it.
I guess.
This was a story where you were able to convert playtime that you pay for, like you prepay to play EVE Online.
Yeah.
And then somehow you could actually convert like your time into in-game items. So they're worth real-world money. And then you can transport them in the ships in the game, have the items blown up, and you are literally destroying money in-game. I mean, that really is one of the biggest stories of 2010.
It's a pretty obscure story, though. Yeah. Not a lot of people heard about this.
Well,
everybody that
again,
went
to like 15,000.
Yeah.
It was internet-wide pretty huge.
Because how much money did they lose? Like,
I think it was in the thousands.
It was a big... Just like in one incident, they lost a shit ton of money.
That's funny to me.
Number two, Nathan Fillion wants to be Nathan Drake. Now, I mean, this was...
This got a lot of comments, didn't it?
Yeah, this was a big story for us at Shuffle.
It got a few comments because I think we linked it to our Facebooks as well, and it got comments.
Well, I don't know who the fuck all these... so we actually got like put on the lists of like pro Nathan Fillion websites and stuff for this.
Did we?
Yeah, we got some... This KCAT10, this girl's like the most hardcore Firefly fan that I've ever heard of. She's all over the internet. She's got this very big Twitter account promoting Firefly and Nathan Fillion all the time. I think I was just reading, actually, that she even organized, like, a Firefly gathering that Nathan Fillion went to.
Quoting KCAT10, or KCAT10 here said,
see, a lady.
He has single-handedly transformed the term geek into sex god, end quote.
I don't know about that.
I don't know about that at all. Pretty sure geeks are still geeks.
Nathan Fillion is not a geek.
No,
so
no, I don't
understand.
Maybe liking Firefly turns you into a sex god.
Well, that we know is true.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no doubt about that. Which, well, I mean, I don't know if that's a comment on KCAT10 as well, so...
Who knows?
Yeah, we got a lot of positive feedback here. People really wanted to see Nathan Fillion get this role as Nathan Drake. As we know, that's not what happened.
Didn't they give it to fucking Marky Mark?
Well, it's not 100% yet, but it is very likely that Marky Mark will be acting in it. That Marky Mark's friend will be directing, and that none other than Joe Pesci and, what's his name, De Niro, will also be featured in the film.
Alright, those two guys are awesome. But frankly, fuck Mark Wahlberg.
Yes. And in fact, those two guys, I think it's like De Niro's going to be his dad, and like Pesci's going to be like his uncle or something. It's
weird as shit.
I mean, what the fuck is that?
They're like leprechaun height.
Well, yeah, that too.
Yeah, like how is that going to be believable? What... Get Mark Wahlberg off the big screen, period. That's all I've got to fucking say about
that. That is 100% the right thing to say.
He's so awful.
Okay, do you remember that fucking piece of shit movie, the Tim Burton remake of Planet of the Apes?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Oh. It was just a cinematic abortion.
Oh. Tim Burton should have just gone and hired Johnny Depp like he always does.
Well,
that would have done better.
Johnny Depp and a bunch of people in monkey suits getting it on together.
I've seen Johnny Depp do weirder things.
Yeah, that's a good point. That movie was just trash.
Oh, it was abysmal.
One of the worst things I've ever seen. Probably Burton's worst movie, in my opinion.
It's the worst one I can think of. Yeah.
So, big story there. It was feel good at the time because we were all excited for Nathan Fillion. We're like, yeah, man, you're going to do it. And then look what happened.
Oh, Marky Mark's bullshit strikes again.
Okay, number one news story of 2010.
Once again, this is based on number of hits off.
Yes.
Okay.
Amount of traffic we at Shuffling Dead received. And I don't know what the number is on this one. It's like 30,000 or something.
Blew all the other people out.
Yeah, it's like double number two. So this is Stewart and Colbert announcing the rally to restore sanity and or fear.
Now, the March to Keep Fear Alive.
That's right. I mean, they kind of changed the name
so,
as we went.
But. Explain this again. Were they holding two rallies at the same place at the same time?
Okay.
Is that what was going
so,
on?
So the initial joke was that, yes. That they were going to have competing rallies, but then later, like as they're promoting it, they combined it, and it became the rally to restore sanity and or fear. And then the actual show was both of them coming in, going out. Colbert would do his thing, and Jon Stewart would be like, no, you're wrong, you know, and back and forth like that.
Yeah, and Jon Stewart always plays, you know, the reasonable side.
Right,
of satirical but reasonable.
Right, whereas Colbert is, of course, parody. So. Yeah. This announcement, I mean, people were freaking going nuts when this came about. So.
Didn't they live stream it, too?
They did. I watched the whole thing one afternoon. It was decent. I mean, it wasn't world-changing, which is kind of disappointing because, I mean, here's a big political movement, you hope, to counter the general madness of the tone of American politics.
You got some really good comments on that, this one, too.
Oh, Grifter says, sad is that you don't realize that Glenn Beck is callously manipulating you. Have you bought into Goldline yet? This was, of course, the scammy cash for gold company that Beck was promoting to his moronic fan base. It's a bit of a joke there. So, okay. Now, here's another fun comment. Was somebody named Kelsonis said... Oh, he was quoting me. Which brought thousands of conspiracy theorists and racist whack jobs out to celebrate God and military. This is me discussing the Glenn Beck rally. And he says, you haven't a clue about what the Restoring Honor rally was about. It's sad, really. Which is absurd, because that's exactly what the rally was.
Oh, yeah.
It's just a bunch of conspiracy nuts. They're all, I mean, totally misled by Glenn Beck, who's got his corporate masters leading these redneck retards on a crusade against their own financial well-being.
While holding a shotgun.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then Glenn Beck himself chimed in. Based on your comment, I've concluded that you're an idiot. Responding to Kelsonis, so I'm guessing that's probably not Glenn Beck himself. So
I would guess not, because he seems to be agreeing with you.
Yeah. Anyways.
Against his own rally.
That was the biggest story of 2010. I mean, do you guys agree with those statistics?
It was amazing how much traffic that brought into you.
Yeah, those are good stories.
Especially since there were probably a few other sources to hit for that, too.
There
certainly
were.
We still got so many. So, like, definitely the top story that we reported on for the internet-wide, I'd have to agree that that's probably the biggest story. Because they managed to sort through all of those other links to the... Links about the story.
Right.
And find their way to us.
That's right. So, I'm very proud of us in 2010 for the important stories that we covered, including those five.
I like that the Golden Controller made the top five.
There you go, Eskimo. See? Your contributions are helping Shuffling Dead.
Obviously. I'm just kind of sad that the internet found that so much on our site.
Top five other posts, that other things that we covered on the site that weren't news stories, which we'll discuss what earned the most traffic as well.
So this is
ranked
once again. So this is once again ranked completely by internet traffic.
That's
the
right.
Number of hits?
That's
okay.
Right. Number five, Miss Hannah Minx, Interneter of the Week. again, due to those search results, I mean, that's not a surprise at all.
No, no.
People like looking up pictures of hot ladies on the internet.
And we do mention her tremendous breasts several times in our articles.
It's been said.
Yeah.
Number four was a blog post I did where I just gathered together a bunch of pictures of random Nintendo super nerds, put them all in one place for people to gawk at.
Now, this is fantastic, because I'd like to talk about
this
a little
bit. Okay, go ahead there, Wes.
I hate this post.
Really? I like this post. So, what was this one picture about?
Okay, this one's a pretty good story. This was a picture of, like, the ultimate kid in the
80s. How can people find these features?
They can
what
go on the shufflingdead.com and search for Nintendo Superfan.
Are they going to be no show notes?
Yes, that is exactly where people can find them. In the show nuts.
Show nuts?
Show
pictures in the show nuts.
No, no. We're the show nuts.
Okay, edit
that.
That
was like, yeah, please edit that.
The show notes on shufflingdead.com, which I promise you I will post. That's right. Check out the podcast and then check out the website. So the first is this kid. He's got a Nintendo t-shirt on, some sweet shorts, dude.
Yeah, those look like circa 1982 shorts.
I mean, we all had a pair of those. Tell me you didn't have a pair of those, Wes.
I probably had a pair of those. Actually, you know what? I don't think I had that. I think I had that pattern on a windbreaker.
Yeah, yeah, I could
totally
see
had
that.
One of those, too.
I think I had that pattern on several t-shirts, I'm sure. So this kid is standing in front of a... Basically, he's turned an NES into an arcade, and he's built an arcade cabinet. There's a shitty-ass 80s TV built into it.
Oh, yeah, and he's got a stack of games library in the bottom there, and then just a plug-in. This thing's
then,
pretty badass.
He's got the fancy NES controllers with better directional pads built into them, and then he's got actually arcade sticks for the NES as well.
This thing is pimp.
I mean, I wouldn't want to sit there and play Zelda on this thing.
No, no. But maybe, like, Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good or thing. Blades of Steel.
Weskimo.
He sucks at Blades of Steel.
I do suck at Blades of Steel. What? Okay, you're the one who pulled this up. Why are we looking at this picture?
Because, holy shit. This guy is Captain Nintendo.
Yeah.
Yeah, was there any kind of caption from where you found this at all?
I mean, this thing is just... The reason I made this post was these images
this guy
been
is
floating around the internet forever with no original source.
This guy is like a Nintendo wizard.
He's got just NES controllers and guns and the
glove.
The glove, the power glove.
What the fuck?
He's like a...
he's a virtual boy.
You don't make me... you don't let me make bad jokes like that.
That was a good joke.
It's better than your bad jokes, though.
I mean, I'm assuming this is like a Halloween costume. He's got a bedsheet cape.
Yeah, but... Wow. Like...
I want to be that guy. A fit version of that guy.
Oh, I was going to say, because that guy is like three of when you were his age.
Yeah, he's a little tubby.
Yeah.
Okay, now, this next one is pretty much a picture of D-Muser.
Yeah, he does look a lot like D-Muser, doesn't he?
Now, I think this is a junior high school yearbook photo, I believe.
Really? This guy got it with the Game Boy Advance?
Guess.
I think it looks like an ad for Nintendo. Like, that's too classy.
It's
for...
so hideous. No, they would never hire a model that looked like this.
Why not?
So this
it's their demographic.
It
does look like D-Muser.
Yeah. So we got D-Muser sitting on top of a giant Game Boy Advance. He's wearing a GameCube t-shirt. He's got, it looks like, a wave bird in his hand. He's got, I think, a Game Boy clipped to his...
Yeah,
belt.
Looks that way.
And then a nice pedo stash across his upper lip.
And a nice mushroom cut.
Now,
a
lovely
D-Muser
style mushroom cut.
A nice 15-year-old D-Muser mushroom cut. Moving on. Jesus Christ. Now, what is this retard? Who's, looks like, what, Christmas morning or something? Is that what this is? He's just so happy that he has to drool? Like,
he's out of control. He's such a fan of Cypress Hill.
Yeah, obviously, because that's what his cap says there. He had to wear that with his pajamas.
And then he's just coveting
it's
his
probably
new...
a new hat, guys. Think about it.
Oh, yeah.
And maybe he got that for Christmas first, yeah.
And then he's opened up his Game Boy, and he's just drooling and, like, having a seizure about how awesome this thing is. He hasn't even pulled it out of the box yet.
It's almost he's, like, cradling it like a newborn child.
Well, that's what it is.
He's just so excited. It's, like, very akin to the N64 kid freakout videos.
Yeah. It is reminiscent.
Clearly you weren't present this Christmas when I got my iPhone.
No,
I wasn't.
Something
quite similar.
Now, we've all seen this picture.
Yeah.
This one's been floating around the internet for a while.
This is, I'm sure, a promotional image that was done because it's professionally photographed. This is like the Capcom kid.
I think it's professionally hair coiffed.
The guy does have the poofy mullet.
This is, what has he got? He's got a DuckTales poster. I don't know, there's some other game poster. He's got like some fighter jets and helicopters suspended from his roof.
What's he got playing in the background there?
I can't tell.
It's like a lamp on a wagon. Oh, you're looking at the game.
Yeah, the game.
He's obviously a baseball star, too. This kid's just not on Champ.
He's got Nintendo Power in his magazine rack.
Yeah, so clearly Champs read Nintendo Power. And Champs play whatever game is in the background there.
And then he wears... What on earth do you call those pants?
I think I used to have a pair of those. They're like jeggings before jeggings were real.
So this is like black and white splotch.
They look like jeans that you've been like working as a painter for like 2 years in. Like, they look like they've gotten paint on them in every conceivable place.
Bright white high tops, I believe. There.
Yeah, those were...
those were the style. Maybe they were the pump ones,
I wish
extra could, cushion there.
That doesn't look... They don't look like the pumps. They don't look like the pumps.
Did you ever have any of those pumps?
I didn't.
Wait,
I never understood the point of
them. No. Well, they supposedly put extra air in the sole to give you more cushion for sports or something.
Yeah. Enhanced performance, because, you know, you'd have to call a timeout in the middle of a basketball game and pump up your sneakers.
Man, this is taking me back.
Oh, all right. So are we done? We're done with this.
What even number was that?
That was
number four. Most viewed non-news story on Shuffling Dead for 2010. Number three, 10 Ways to Improve the Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time on 3DS.
This
was
a good one.
Yeah, that was a well-thought-out article.
It's a hardcore article.
I don't know if we got any comments on the site either, but there was a lot of good comments on Reddit.
Yeah, we got a lot of traffic from outside of kind of the usual Shuffling Dead sphere. We had some blogs linking into us and things like that. So I'm really proud of that. And that, to me, getting a lot of traffic on that article makes me feel like I need to write more articles instead of just fucking around all
Which
the time doing podcasts.
You just did another.
I did a recent top 10 boss fights of Zelda.
But that was a bit of a flop.
Nobody wanted to view that.
I checked it out. Yeah. I got kind of bored.
Well, you haven't played all those games.
I've played most of them a little bit.
Some of them.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Anyways. Number two, Wescamo.
Yep.
Games in review number four, Super Mario RPG.
That was a gooder.
Number two article viewed Shuffling Dead 2010. I am just not putting sentences together anymore.
Yeah. So, question again, clarify. Is this including news articles or is this just...
No, this is separate from
news.
Separate from news. I think this, even if we did mingle them, it would be probably number two anyways. Maybe number three.
People apparently still looking for Super Mario RPG.
Yeah.
I was just, I was under deadline to put out another one, and, you know, I can't even find my copy of it anymore. I did that review from memory.
Wow.
But I played it forever.
Well, you know, people are always excited to take a trip down memory lane and remember a spectacular game from their youth. So, I mean, there you have it. I think it's pretty self-explanatory when you think about it.
I guess I need to do more game reviews.
You sure do, Eskimo.
I've been slacking on that.
We need the traffic, man.
I know.
Number one... most viewed article of 2010.
This is not a surprise to me at all. Now, did this top, before we get into it, did it top
I'm not sure.
The Jon Stewart and Colbert rallies?
They're both very high up there.
I'll have to double check, because I wouldn't be surprised if this topped it, because this was...
Shameful Human of the Week, Bobby Kotick. Someone we've talked about plenty on this podcast and on Shuffling Dead as a whole. But this particular article just went viral.
Yeah.
The internet is talking about us, and they're talking about how much we hate Bobby Kotick. Kotick's a dick. Does that rhyme well
Not
enough?
Not really.
Tick's a dick? We should call him the Tick.
No.
No.
How about Kotex? Well, Salsi does that just by accident all the time, Bobby Kotex, which I think is pretty good. I'm not afraid to be mean to Bobby Kotex. thanks for the traffic, Bobby. Go fuck yourself.
The guy's just a big douche.
So there you have it. Oh my god. A look back at 2010 and what it meant for Shuffling Dead. These are the stories you cared about most in 2010. But now, of course, I thought we would take a little time to look ahead to 2011 and talk about what we think might be the big stories of this year, just by making up what you guys... What do you guys predict will happen in 2011?
3DS.
Well, that... I mean, we know that's going to happen.
Oh, then why'd you ask me, bitch?
Wow. Oh, no. Do you have any 3DS predictions, Solsi?
No.
I mean,
they're probably quite obvious.
You've now just killed her spirit. Apparently. Thanks a lot there.
I'm sorry, Solsi. Sorry, Solsi.
Wow.
You edited me right out.
Oh. Oh.
I can predict that you're going to hate Gears of War 3.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to hate that. Even if I become brosexual and play Mass Effect and all this kind of stuff, I'm still going to hate
it. I can pretty much guarantee you didn't even bother playing Gears of War 2.
No, I mean, we reviewed the first one for the site, you remember.
Solely to make fun of me, I believe.
And it sucked balls. We were totally right in that review about how bad that game was.
Oh, my God. just like we're writing all of our reviews about how horrible these games are.
Never wrong, except when we are.
Exactly.
Anyways.
What kind of predictions you got there, Nibs?
I'm thinking, let me think. A 3DS is going to kick some ass.
I think so. I think that's fair to say.
Solsi, what's that look for?
Mm-hmm.
You just stole her prediction.
Sorry. I predict that Microsoft is going to go out of business.
A little tough to predict in the 1 year.
I think they're done for in 2011. And Sony, too. They're both done.
You've been predicting that they're both done.
In fact,
Sony,
way before Microsoft. They're just done.
Just done or out of the gaming business?
Oh, that's a good point. No, Sony's completely done.
Yeah.
Microsoft is going to do a strategic retreat out of the gaming business. I think this Kinect thing, even though it sold 8 million units and appears to be making lots of money...
In like 2 months.
It's a piece of shit.
Maybe, but it's making the money.
From a business perspective, it's embarrassing. And...
Are you kidding?
And they're honor-bound to...
And some of the Wii's crappy motion effects weren't embarrassing?
They are honor-bound surrender their position.
Holy shit.
And commit ceremonial suicide.
Do you remember playing Red Steel? Do you remember playing Red Steel?
Nintendo didn't make that game. Microsoft made the Kinect.
Nintendo's hardware.
Ubisoft just couldn't be bothered to use the hardware properly.
Oh, dear Lord.
Other predictions, the United States will collapse in on itself due to the bullshit of their political system.
Just in an unholy fire.
Yes.
This is why we have no listeners, guys.
These are predictions. All things are possible.
You know what? When this stuff actually happens,
yeah.
We'll come back and link people to this podcast and be like, you heard it here first.
Well, they didn't hear it here.
Well, you would have heard it here first. You should listen to us and then we get a bunch of readers or a bunch of listeners.
So, just the total collapse due to their political system. Canada's going to have to seal up the border from all the refugees.
That one went a little over my head, too. Exactly. So, what?
Well, you know, the Americans, the Tea Partiers.
Oh, they're going to be running.
They're going to try to come here.
Oh.
I'm sure, what's his face? Well, Stephen Harper will welcome them.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, they should be... The tables will turn and they'll start trying to jump the fence to Mexico themselves.
Oh, that would be ironic, Westimo.
Yeah.
The haters have become the hated.
Then the Mexicans would just be like those damn immigrants.
Yeah, those dirty Tea Partiers. Jesus Christ. Any other predictions?
What do we got else for predictions?
Predict that my back... Oh, we can do personal predictions.
Personal predictions. All right. Well, I'm going to predict I'm going to actually, you know, write a couple more articles.
Sweet.
Yeah. They're in my head.
Yeah. Just good. Look forward to that.
Yeah.
Anything else?
I'm going to keep working out every week, I think. Wow. That's been going well.
Yeah.
It's been like 2 months now. We worked out when we were on vacation.
Getting fit even before the New Year. Not even a resolution.
Oh, I don't make New Year's resolutions.
You make November resolutions. Birthday resolutions.
That's right. Make Brannigan resolutions.
I am going to continue to floss. I am going to get ripped.
Ripped. Out of your shirt, right? I remember now.
I'm going to flex and my muscles will just shred this shirt.
Are you sure? This shirt?
Any shirt I put on is just done for. Maybe. Some shirts are awfully large. Any shirt currently in my wardrobe, though.
Even some of those grandpa sweaters?
Yes. Wow. I don't care how stretchy your shirt is, I'm coming for it. These guns.
Coming for my shirts, too?
These guns, I don't know what I'm trying to say.
I don't know.
Something about gunning down some sweaters.
I'm very confused by this entire tirade. Salsi, what do you got for us?
Nothing.
Oh, come on. What are you going to do in 2011 to make 2011 the best year ever?
Coast.
That's a prediction in and of itself.
She seems remarkably unenthused to try and predict the future.
I see that. So, nothing else from you then? Well, I'm exhausted and my back hurts.
So, well, Noobs is wimping out, so I guess we're done here.
That's the end of Shuffling Deadcast, episode 42, the ShufflingDead.com podcast. I'd like to thank my co-host, Weskimo, Salsi, Noobs, for coming in today, this wintry, blustery, snowy day, and enduring this back pain with me.
We have had to endure a lot of your whining.
I've been wincing this whole time, folks.
It's distracting.
Remember, you can hear more about, or you can learn more about everything you've heard today by visiting ShufflingDead.com. Check out our show notes, as Salsi was kind to point out. As well, check us out on Facebook at Facebook.com/ShufflingDead. Get in contact with us directly. We'll talk about your email on the show. I swear, I don't care what bullshit you send us. Hosts@ShufflingDead.com. We'd be honored to hear from you.
Yeah, seriously, he means anything. We'll talk about it. Doesn't matter. Seriously, folks. If you've listened to this podcast, you know that we'll talk about anything.
So, for another month, thanks for listening.